Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Students from the Netherlands visited Pella over the past 2 weeks, and a group of them share their experiences.
Hi, I'm Tom Ottens.
Well, I'm Harm Johnson.
I'm Kate van Wijk.
Corné van de Grint.
Carrie Andringa.
Kirsten Timmerman.
What are some of the things you've been doing here in Pella over the past couple weeks?
The first 2 days that we arrived here, we gave presentations at the high school and the Christian school. After that, we went to visit some real Dutch things in Pella, such as the windmill, windmill cafe, some bakers, stuff like that.
I spend my most free time with my host family. For example, the first day we arrived on Friday evening, we went to Applebee, and on Saturday morning, we went to duck hunt and turkey hunting. Yeah, we spend most of free time with our host families.
I went with my host family to the Knoxville races.
What are some of the places in the community you've been working at and learning about professionally?
Okay, so I went to the college, the Central College. I was just shadowing the chemistry professor and seeing the labs and what they do at the Central College.
Yeah, I was the person who went to the physics at Central College. And, well, we basically just had a few lectures and we got a tour.
I shadowed Josh Fisher from PRC. I had yesterday at their two workouts, and I cleaned around and helped Josh with his like daily stuff he does all day long.
I went for the job shadow at the police station. I went on a ride along with several police agents and to see how it was behind the scenes.
As the teacher of this program, how important is it for these students to have the experiences they've had here in Pella? Because you've been to Pella before quite a bit, right?
Yeah, I have. I actually went to Central College and graduated from there a long time ago. And at our school, we require of our students that are on this program that they do a 2-week international experience. And so this is one of the options to fulfill that requirement.
And for those of you students that are a part of this program, what are the things that you've learned about America, either that have surprised you or that you weren't surprised about? What are some of the biggest things maybe you're taking away right now from this?
I ate alligator at the Besson Pro, so that was pretty fun, and I drove a Polaris, and so everyone can just drive here, and there's almost no police or any control about who drives and who drives what, so that was pretty fun.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing I've taken away so far is how nice the people are to each other. There's a lot of trust, especially here in Pella. Like, for example, where we live, nobody locks their doors. It's just open. You can walk in at any time. And everyone just greets each other and stuff.
The biggest difference between back home and here is indeed the size of everything and the safety that no one locks their door. Keys are left in the cars. And, yeah, no fences around the houses. Like, our houses are all guarded by fences or neither or... at knee height or at like two, I don't know what it is in feet, but above your head, because neighbors don't like each other. So yeah, when you walk out the door and you look to the right, you see like what people are eating next door or watching on the TV. So yeah, we are like more on our own back home, instead of where here people are walking to you, ask you questions and go on.
One big difference is the amount of American flags. You see them everywhere and we don't have that in Holland. A similar difference is that we sang, or at least Americans sang, the national anthem at the iCups game and at the Knoxville races, which was really surprising to me.
What are the things about Pella that surprise you or that you've learned about that relates back to home?
You're probably prouder of being Dutch than actual Dutchmen are. So that was pretty strange. And also think that some things are just historically inaccurate. And you're like, yeah, we're Dutch, yay. This is our canal, that's our bridge, this is our real windmill. So that's pretty funny.
I think the food here, because you like at the Jaarsma Bakery and stuff, you sell all these things and you claim that they're super Dutch. But in reality, we almost never eat those things. So that's pretty funny.
Probably give like an A for effort of being Dutch, but the result still is like mixed between Dutch and American. Because you still have, for example, like the Dutch houses, but then you do not have fence or there's like a big American flag on the house. So that's a big difference.
And Carrie, how's that response and interaction like with the students to learn that about our town?
Yeah, it's fantastic. And that's one of the reasons why I've been happy to help with this program and help find host families for people, because I think it is such a great experience. We have such an interest in learning about our Dutch history and Dutch people, and people do take such pride in that in this town. And so I think it's such a great experience to have an actual Dutch student come stay in your home and learn some of those differences is a great experience.
And is that helpful for not only you as someone who was here once upon a time to have that interaction and to have that exchange of information, both from Pella to the Netherlands and vice versa?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we could go on an exchange trip to New York City, but no one would know anything about our country at all. So it's been a real benefit to be able to come here and have people who are also interested in who we are and where we're from and what life is like on our side of the world.
Once again, those were students from the Netherlands who visited Pella over the past 2 weeks. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.